2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
When you're channel surfing and pause for just a moment on primetime hockey, you can't help but hear the distinctive voice of Doc Emrick jumping out of the speakers.
The drop comes to Kunitz, moving in to Crosby. Oh,
but it's all over. At age 74, Doc Emrick has announced he's hanging up his headphones. For nearly 50 years, Doc's voice has filled the airwaves like music, rising and falling with the heat of the action on the ice.
Kessel up with it there. Fed one around in front. Haglund is shot.
I'm not that much a hockey fan, but I love great broadcasters, and Doc's one of them. Even at the most gripping point of any game, Emrick's lyrical play calls were always punctuated by beautiful and precise use of the English language.
Back ahead, Danny Briere.
In a single game, he once used 153 different verbs instead of, he passed the puck. With Doc behind the mic, he dished it, he pushed it, he rifled, chopped, curled, and whacked it, ladled it. The puck trickled, skittered, and careened, and we'll miss his perfection of craft. As the saying goes, I'd listen to him make a ham sandwich. And he obliged us once.
These are the hands of Mike Mitchum. 6 feet, 215 pounds, gets that other piece of bread to the top, makes the wrapper go over, doubles, and slides.
He makes a sandwich sound interesting, but Doc Emrick is a doctor. He got his doctorate in broadcasting decades ago. His real name is Mike Emrick, and his real love is spending time at home with his wife and two dogs, which he'll do in retirement when he's not watching hockey.
I leave you with sincere thanks, your hockey friend, Doc.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.